Hey, what's going on, Wildlife X team? This is Michael here, and welcome to another podcast. Today, we're going to be sharing with you a quick little podcast about some shocking, crazy Wildlife X team stories. You see, we have decades worth of experience in dealing with wildlife-related issues, and as a result, we have some pretty interesting stories. So, in today's podcast, we're going to share with you some of the most fascinating Wildlife X team stories. We also have a video interview version of this on our YouTube channel, so you can go to youtube.com, type in Wildlife X Team, and one of our most recent videos is a very long interview with several of the different people who have told me these stories. I do not have any personal experience in these stories, I'm just the podcast and social media guy. However, all of these stories are from franchisee owners at Wildlife X Team International all across the United States of America. We had a yearly annual event, and this is how I got to meet a lot of them and do these interviews and figure out some of these stories. So without further ado, here's our quick little podcast with some interesting Wildlife X Team stories. So first of all, most animal bites. Which animal do you think bites us the most? Do you think it's raccoons, snakes? Take your guess and write it down because the answer is likely going to shock you. The animal that has bit us the most is the squirrel. Many of the Wildlife X Team International workers state speed as a reason for getting bit by the squirrel. You see, squirrels have particularly fast reactions and they're able to move very snappy and quick, whereas raccoons and other wildlife animals are a little bit more predictable. They are able to quickly identify skin and bite it fast, and like I said, other wildlife animals just aren't able to do this so fast. And we always try to use protective gear as well. It's common for us to use gloves and long shirts and all that stuff, and it's all going to be thick, so that way they can't bite through it. However, sometimes these animals are just so fast, they quick bite you really fast, or you even have a glove on, but you have a very teeny amount of skin showing, and then they go to bite that area. So squirrels are actually the most likely to bite people. And again, the reason for this is just because of how fast they are. Raccoons and other wildlife animals are a bit more predictable. And then one final reason for this is because they're smaller. So because they're smaller, they're harder to grab, harder to catch. They can weave in and out of your fingers and try to get out of it really, really fast. Whereas for something like a raccoon, they're just not going to have the mobility and speed of a squirrel simply because they're a larger wildlife animal. Snakes are also the second most likely to bite people, but then again, snakes are a little bit more predictable, so squirrels are the surprises for us. The next story is called Snake in the ATM. Would you believe us if we said that once a snake tried to clear out an ATM? Well, maybe it wasn't smart enough to take the cash, but it did find its way inside an ATM. John Culver with Wildlife X Team International received a call one day with a request to remove a snake from inside an ATM. The sneaky snake had quite literally went inside of the little cash dispensary thing or whatever to somehow get inside of the ATM, and so the bank had to come in and literally open up the ATM with the cash inside of it and all of this. So when he went to go do the job, there were bank employees there, there was police there, all of them had to be present there to confirm that there was no cash taken from the ATM or that it didn't get blown away by the ATM as a result of completing the job. So they completely opened up the ATM, he removed the snake, the police made sure everything was all good, and so everything ended up being okay in this story, but that's just a funny little story of how the police and all the bank employees had to come out just to make sure no money was going to get stolen. Our next story is also from John Culver. It's called 1,000 Bats, and he received a call with a bat problem, and the people were like, hey, we have thousands of bats inside of our facility. And of course, he thought it was an over-exaggeration, but there was quite literally probably hundreds, though it felt like thousands of bats inside of this facility, and he said it felt rather surreal, very understandably, of course. So basically, he walked in this facility, and there were like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bats all flying around inside of this area, so you can imagine that's a pretty crazy job to have when there are just so many bats. So that was a bit of an interesting story. Our next one is titled Allergies. So what people don't realize about wildlife animals is although they are cute sometimes, they just aren't as cute as the movies and cartoons. Specifically for the reason that just like us, they have to leave waste. However, they do not have a designated toilet or bathroom for it. In the wild, this is not a problem. The waste gets recycled and the cycle of life continues. However, inside of your home, it is obviously a huge problem. Wildlife animals leave waste and also pass away inside of people's homes, which attracts disease, insects, mold, and the decay also gets inside of the air. This reduces the air quality, which often causes allergy-like symptoms. So for example, if you are suffering from coughing, sneezing, fatigue, red eyes, etc., it may be worth getting an air quality test and a wildlife inspection of your home because the cause of the problem could actually be a toxic home or apartment and you need to get out or have the home restored. I can't overstate this enough. We literally made a YouTube video and a whole podcast on this one subject. So if you want to go to youtube.com and type in WildlifeX Team Allergies, or you can find this on our blog as well, you will discover that actually there are some people. And Daniel with WildlifeX Team told me this story. There are people who have called us up after the fact, like after we've removed the wildlife animals and we have fixed up the insulation, removed the waste, cleaned everything. And then suddenly they're like, wow, I have so much more energy. I feel healthier and happier and more alive. And the reason for that is because the animal poop, the animal waste, all this stuff decays and gets in the air. And then when it gets in the air, your immune system is constantly fighting to get rid of it. And so this is why you can have fatigue and red eyes and coughing and sneezing and all of this, even away from your home, because it gets stuck inside of your body and your body takes several hours to have to release it. Our next story is crocodile, but in Oklahoma City. Brad McKee, who is in Oklahoma City, received a fascinating call. A crocodile. Now, in case you don't know, crocodiles are not supposed to be in Oklahoma City. This is in the Midwest. Crocodiles are pretty much only supposed to be in Florida. It's very rare to find them anywhere else, especially in the middle of the Midwest, where there are literally no wild crocodiles. Crocodiles basically don't exist, except for zoos in the Midwest America. However, he did receive a call that there was a wild crocodile just hanging out by a small lake, which scared some people, so he was called to the scene. The crocodile wasn't so large, it was still young, so he wasn't that afraid of it. He just picked it up professionally, he handled it, and he was able to get it secure. Brad McKee thinks that someone may have had a pet baby crocodile, and then because it got too large, they threw it out without care for their neighbors or anyone else in Oklahoma City. So that was some interesting stories with WildlifeX Team. This was just part one. We'll have some more interesting stories to share with you. We've had some pretty interesting experiences, as you can tell. And if you enjoyed this podcast, make sure to let us know. And if you do have any video or podcast suggestions, make sure to let us know as well. Thank you so much for listening to this. And if you have any questions, give us a call at 855-WILDLIFE or visit www.wildlifexteam.com.
They're out there looking for a home, and they found one, yours. They want that cozy place in your attic or under your foundation. Give them enough time, and you'll be paying big bucks to fix their damage. WildlifeX Team specializes in removal and prevention of wildlife infestation, responsibly and professionally. WildlifeX Team has earned the top-rated award from Home Advisors because they're experts at what they do. Just one call, and they're gone. 855-WILDLIFE or wildlifexteam.com.